In 1830, Greece was recognized as an autonomous country, and 5 years later, in 1835, the new government began a serious effort to repair the monuments and buildings on the Acropolis. Unfortunately, some of the construction that was carried out over the following 100 years was not very successful. In fact, repairs were so clumsy that they made some of the buildings less secure than they had been before. The buildings have also been damaged by the millions of travellers who visit them each year. Some damage has been caused by the traffic of so many people simply walking around the buildings, and some has been caused deliberately. There is also the problem of smog. Athens has some of the most polluted air of any city in the world, and acid rain is causing gradual damage to the marble on the Acropolis. In a gesture to help preserve history, the Greek government appointed a committee in 1975 to undertake a complete repair of the Acropolis. In 1987, it was listed as a World Heritage Site by UNESCO. After that, much progress was made in repairing the Acropolis, with a large amount of work done in preparation for the 2004 Athens Olympic Games.